If they went to some party, there's always some grown people there. I know we used to have candy pull, you know, make ball of syrup. You have a ball of syrup and have candy pull?
Okay.
But cool weather is the time to do it. Get out there and they pull it back and pull. Make some of the finest kind of candy.
Oh,
and we'd have a moonlight, and we'd have a real nice time, but we always had grown people there, and they saw all these children home. They didn't leave them to go home by themselves. And then the first lights within this town was kerosene lights put up on poles. They decided to put them up, and if I can remember, the what we call the marshal. It wasn't a police, just the town marshal, and he had a ladder. It's quite amusing now when you think of it, and he'd go back there and light them lamps, and they look like lightning bugs, you know. So then in 1912, now let's see if I'm right, I think in 1912, this little town had about 400 population, white and colored. Everybody knew each other. The color that was come to the then the children all played together out in the yard while the colored people worked. My mother used to have an old colored woman by the name of Polly, and she had a daughter named Ellen, and you couldn't tell she was colored, but you couldn't tell her from a white woman unless you knew her to save your life. She got as white as a bee. And she and them, it was three boys. I can remember I used to play Leon and Rogers. And then Henry played. Leon and Rogers, we used to play. I was a little kid right out in the yard together. And raised up. So then the mill came here and the railroad in 1912. That's when this little Charlie I was showing him a paper here with the Tooneyville Charlie here. This is true here. This fella made it cartoons and run it in the paper, you know. And you see, let me see where the old little Charlie is. That run, they prepared the mail and passengers from here to Kingland, you know. And they're taking up collection now to fix that trolley up. And they're going to carry it to Jacksonville now to show it in that show over there. Here's it. I saw that trolley in here. There's a whole lot of things at it. Yeah, somewhere a while ago. There it is right here. See that one? Well, that's what they're taking up donations here now to restore that trolley. And it run between 1920 to 30, and the Southern Fertilizer bought out the railroad, and then this present company bought out the railroad. The railroad track used to run right along out here, going out to the Hokie plant. When this company bought it, it bought it in the other way.
Did you ever build a fire and when you build it, put in one log that's sort of the main log and then put another surround it?
Yeah.
Did you have a name for that?
We used to get lighter. There was plenty of light wood there, flat light wood. And then they had a turpentine still here and they used to have that draw. Well, that was just the same as powder. You touch a match to it, it would burn, see, and we'd start fires with that. But mostly we had lighted pine wood, and then we'd get oak wood and call them from back logs. We'd put up on those big back logs. We set this house afire one night.